And it's a funny story because I went to Vietnam just before the pandemic, and I was not expecting to be surprised with like the food there. Hello everyone, welcome back. My name is Adu, and this is the Expats Exposed Express, your short episode in the middle of the week. Hope you're all doing fine. Hope everything is okay wherever you are. And for today's episode, I was thinking about, you know, my favorite cuisines. Like, I love eating and trying new food. And I love, of course, the food from my country, but I also love trying different spices, different dishes, even if they don't look amazing or anything. But I just think that the cuisine is such a big part of a country's culture, you know, and the people's culture. And it talks so much about the people and the traditions and the family traditions as well. So today I decided to talk to you about my top five favorite cuisines in the world, right? I've traveled a bit. I've also tried a lot of different food. But again, this is only my opinion. You don't have to agree, of course, but I would love to know what you think about it and what's your favorite cuisine. So I'm going to say my top five, and I'll start with number five, which is the Vietnamese cuisine. And it's a funny story because I went to Vietnam just before the pandemic, and I was not expecting to be surprised with like the food there. And I'm saying this because I lived in China for many years. And I heard a lot about, you know, Japanese cuisine, Chinese cuisine, Thai cuisine, but people don't talk a lot about Vietnamese cuisine. I mean, at least in Brazil, people don't know much about it. But I was shocked. Like on the first evening there, I went on a food tour with other foreigners who were there, and a local took us to like five different restaurants, and we tried different dishes. And the best thing is like it's not that heavy, you know, and you can like the spices, the blend of like sweet, a bit of bitter sauce, and it's all together, like soy sauce, but then it's a bit sweet, and a lot of leaves, a lot of like very fresh vegetables. I really like the spring roll, the egg coffee in Hanoi, all the dishes there, the bowls of noodles, the banh mi, which is the sandwich with pork, like it's all amazing. So highly recommend Vietnamese cuisine. Number four in my list is Italian cuisine, which is not a big surprise, I think, because, you know, pasta, pizza, and everything that the Italian cuisine has to offer, the lasagna, the gnocchi, I just love it, like, absolutely love it. And when I was in Italy, I tried, of course, a lot of different dishes there, and it's really, you know, the pizza there, I think, is unique, and also the pasta there is just amazing. But yeah, a good Italian restaurant, I mean, it's not that hard to find. So definitely Italian cuisine is my number four. For number three comes Chinese cuisine. And one thing I gotta say before I mention the food, Chinese cuisine, when you go to China, you know, you see that it's nothing like the one you have back home. So the West has its own version of Chinese cuisine. And my students, when they were in the U.S., they said that Chinese food in the U.S. is very sweet, and it's not like China. And it really isn't, you know. I love Chinese food in Brazil or in the West and in Western country. But I also like the Chinese cuisine, the traditional, original Chinese cuisine in China, which is a bit too spicy for me. But I got used to it, and I really like a lot of their dishes, the dumplings, the Chinese barbecue. Even a simple bowl of noodles there, you know, it's delicious. And the way that they cook the pork in so many different ways. Also, their dishes, their vegetables, they like eating vegetables in a lot of different ways. The broccolis, cauliflower. So I really like Chinese food, both versions, the Western version and the original Chinese version. For number two, I have Indian/Pakistani food. I absolutely love food from India and Pakistan. Like in China, there was, in the city where I lived, that we had two restaurants from India and one restaurant from Pakistan. Basically, it's the same food, the same cuisine. And I just loved the way that they eat bread with everything. And they have the barbecue, it's delicious. Also the curry, a lot of different types of curries and spices. And it's spicy, but it's a good type of spicy, or, you know, it's not like the Chinese kind of spicy. I think Chinese food is super spicy, but the Indian Pakistani spiciness is much better, I'd say. And I also love the, even like simple rice, they mix it up. They have their, you know, their own kind of rice. I forgot the name, biryani rice, and they mix it up. And I just love, especially even the smell, just when you get the food, just like the smell and the curry with yogurt and other spices. It's just amazing. I love food from India and Pakistan. I had friends from both countries cooking as well in China, and it's just amazing. And number one, what do you think? It's Brazilian food. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but yes, Brazilian food is my number one. I'll be more specific. I'll actually say the food from the northeastern region of Brazil, where I live. I live in Recife, in the northeast, on the coast. And but I'd say that the region there, the northeastern region, has delicious dishes, a lot of influence from African culture. So we use a lot of the like the cassava, a lot, the sweet potatoes, and a lot of the things that came from the manioc flour, cassava flour, and the yam. So it's a lot of influence from African cuisine as well. And of course, we get a lot of influence from Portugal, in a way, and also the indigenous people who live there, they also influence. So it's kind of this mix, you know. And of course, it's the food of where I came from, where I was born. So I grew up eating this food. So in a way, I definitely there's like some kind of emotional attachment behind my answer. Definitely, of course. But I just love the way that it's simple, you know, but at the same time, it can be very sophisticated. And it's also something that you can cook. Like I eat every day couscous, which is not like the Arab Turkish couscous. No, it's Brazilian couscous that we call, which came from also originally from Africa. So it's what I eat every morning, this couscous with eggs and a kind of cheese. I also love the tapiocas. You can search their tapioca. It's not like the tapioca in China, the little bubbles. No, it's tapioca that we eat with some kind of like filling, like cheese or coconut. I also love the sweet potatoes, the way they cook. I'm allergic to seafood, even though the seafood here is just amazing. But I can eat, I do eat fish. So I'm allergic to like shellfish. So I do eat fish. And I also like that. The way the feijoada, which is perhaps our most well-known dish, is amazing. And then we have food, like we have different kinds of ingredients that we put like in the, when we just cook regular black beans. I cook black beans, I love beans in general, and just like the simple ingredients, like a lot of garlic, onion, just like these simple spices, cumin that we put in the meat. It's just delicious. So I love the food from my country. If you've never tried Brazilian food, you should. And don't forget that Brazil is a huge country, just like China. And we have different cuisines around the country. So I'm talking specifically about the cuisine in the Northeast, but also Brazil in general. The food is just amazing. I'm loving it here, like now that I'm back here. Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. On Friday, there's going to be the long episode of the podcast, as usual. And I hope you have a great week. See you next time.